The man who claimed to know nothing was declared the wisest in all of Athens. That verdict came not from a philosopher or a rival, but from the oracle at Delphi, one of the ancient world's most authoritative sources of divine truth. Socrates' friend Chaerephon traveled to the temple of Apollo at Delphi and put a direct question to the Pythia, the oracle's prophetess: "Is any man wiser than Socrates?" The answer was a definitive no. Socrates heard this and was baffled. He believed it. He just couldn't understand why. Think of a confident expert who has spent decades mastering a field, only to discover that the deeper they go, the more questions appear. That is the trap Socrates walked into, deliberately. He set out to disprove the oracle. He visited the politicians of Athens, the poets, the craftsmen, all people with recognized expertise and social standing. Each time, he found the same pattern. They possessed real skills, yes, but they assumed those skills granted them wisdom about everything else. The craftsman who could build a perfect column believed he also understood justice. The politician who could sway a crowd believed he understood virtue. Socrates noticed something they could not see in themselves. They confused competence in one area for wisdom about life. He, at least, knew the boundary of his own knowledge. That gap between what they thought they knew and what they actually knew was the space where genuine wisdom could live. This is what scholars, drawing on Plato's dialogues and the writings of Xenophon, have come to call Socratic irony. Socrates would present himself as ignorant, ask sincere questions, and let the conversation expose the contradictions already hiding inside his opponent's thinking. Now, the method he used to do this has a name, the Elenchus, or what we call the Socratic method. It is a form of cooperative argumentative dialogue. The key idea is that it does not lecture, it asks. It draws out the ideas and underlying presuppositions already present in the other person's mind, then tests them against each other. The goal is not to humiliate. It is to locate the truth by eliminating what is false. And here is where something remarkable happens. The conversation often ends not in a neat answer, but in a state the Greeks called aporia. The Greek word aporia literally means a state of being at a loss, or without a passage. That means the student reaches a point where their previous certainties have collapsed, and no clear path forward is visible yet. Victoria, most people experience that moment as failure. Socrates treated it as the beginning of real learning. Aporia is not a dead end. It is the clearing of false ground so something genuine can be built. For example, suppose you have held a firm belief about what fairness means, maybe for years. Then someone asks you a series of careful questions, and you realize your definition contradicts itself. That discomfort, that sudden vertigo of not knowing, is aporia. It feels like loss. But remember, you have not lost knowledge. You have lost an illusion, and that is a gain. Socrates argued that the person who walks around with confident, untested beliefs is more dangerous, to themselves and to others, than the person who openly acknowledges uncertainty. False certainty closes the mind. Acknowledged ignorance keeps it open. This is why the honest admission of what you do not know creates a stronger foundation for lifelong growth than any collection of facts. Facts can be memorized and still leave the mind rigid. Intellectual humility, by contrast, keeps the mind in motion. Victoria, here is the takeaway that anchors everything in this course. Socrates left no written records of his own. Almost everything we know about his teachings comes through Plato's dialogues and Xenophon's writings, filtered, interpreted, reconstructed. And yet the core idea survived every layer of transmission with its edge intact. True wisdom begins with the honest admission of your own limitations. Not as a performance of modesty, not as a rhetorical trick, as a genuine reckoning with the boundary between what you know and what you only think you know. That reckoning, Victoria, is not a weakness. It is the most rigorous intellectual act a person can perform. The oracle called Socrates the wisest. He spent his life trying to prove that wrong. In doing so, he proved it right.